Hi, welcome to Express Impact. Today is Saturday, on the 8th of 9th September, which is September 2018, and we just 9:30. So I was expecting a lot of people to be on this podcast, and fortunately, I didn't get a lot of person. Well, today I want to talk on something: consistency. So why do I need to talk on consistency? You know, there are sometimes in life when we can't keep to expectations and all that, even when we ought to, but we can't keep to expectations. It's not because we don't feel like, we don't have the capacity to keep up to expectation, but the tendency of consistency is not there. For instance, I invited someone to be on this magazine issue, on this audio, but the person did show up at the dying minute. Well, it's not gonna break my heart, because at first I got all games planned out, but on a second thought, the fact of him not keeping to the time actually makes me to think if this kind of person is ready for life. Because in the game of business, you have to be consistent, you have to be firm. And let's talk about consistency. What is consistency? From the dictionary, it says consistency is a noun and is a degree of tenacity, firmness, vigorosity, steadfast adherence to the same principles, cause, form, or whatever, maybe appointment. And it's also known as the agreement, harmony, or compatibility, especially correspondence or uniformity among the parts of a complex thing. Now, let's talk about consistency in the aspect of business. Yes, business is not easy. Business is hard. When, for instance, I'll tell you, when I started this whole thing called the Express Impact, I never knew what I was doing. I never knew what I was going to do with my life. I'm just picking up pieces of my life and see what I could tell of myself. But I've come to understand this concept of consistency. It helps you to stay steadfast, even when things are going the right way or not. Talking about Express Impact, I started Express Impact when I was little, I think, about when I was a teenager. Yeah. But not as a podcast, not as a blogger, but I've always wanted to talk to people. I've always wanted to share my stories. I've always wanted to find things. I don't have the best vocabularies in the world. I'm not the best opportunist in the world. I'm not the best, smartest dude in the world. I never had knowledge of the internet, not to talk of WordPress. All these things I never knew then. But one thing kept me, my vision. How can I add little things every day? I stay every day, wake at night, do two jobs, do ensure I still keep to be consistent with what I want to pursue. You might think, okay, I'm bragging. Well, whatever is your opinion. But I want to say something. I had to learn how to be consistent in the hard way. But today, we live in a generation where people are not consistent. They are not even consistent with reading a full book. They are not consistent in watching their whole movies. They are not consistent in writing that article they want to write. They are not consistent in building that blogs they want to build. They are not consistent in building the business they want to build. But how can you be consistent? One, you have to be firm. Business is hard, like I said. Yes, it's hard, but you have to be firm. You have to be steadfast. A wise man once said, tough times defines a tough man. If you are not tough in the game of business, you will crash. Several times I crash. I wake up and say, no, I must build this until it becomes a completion. Today I started a podcast. I don't know what I'm still doing yet. I still haven't figured out what I'm still doing with my life. But I knew one thing for sure. It has taken me a step ahead. It has taken me a step to see how I should be confident in my life, to see how I'm going to be passionate about what I'm saying, about what I want to do with my life. Yes, I want to start up a YouTube. I don't know how the YouTube works at. You know what I'm saying? But I have to figure out a way out. I have to see what I can do. Consistency puts you there. Because nothing is going to keep you. Yes, you might have a dream, but without consistency, you will crash. I see young people these days, it baffles me. What kind of life do they live? Somebody walked up to me the other day. I want to start up a business. Can I have some money? So, I'm at. I was like, okay. I can help you with the money, but I need you to define this business for me. What do you want to do? I don't know yet. What kind of things you want to do? I don't know yet. Okay, how do you plan to start up a business? I'll meet a friend. The person can't even, this guy can't even sit down, think, and write his plans down. Okay, if I have XYZ amount, I can start up this sub XYZ business, but nothing. Come on, we are like human beings. There are some basic foundations we need to have. Even in the life of business, in our personal life, that is called personal development. It is consistency. Consistency keeps you ahead. Consistency helps you to learn. Even in the place of failure. In the place of failure, but consistency still helps you to think and be on top of your game. Well, I'm going to end this talk show on this note. What is that vision that you've ever dreamed to be? What is that thing that you've wanted to be, that you're wholly passionate, that you're thinking about? How consistent are you towards achieving those things? How consistent are you towards pulling resources, even when they are limited, to create unlimited opportunities in your life? Yes, life is not going to be easy, but with consistency, you can achieve a lot. I'm saying this from personal experience. My parents weren't the richest in the world. They weren't even up more than the average. I grew up with a single mom. But today, there's a vision I want to touch the world. There's a vision I want to see young people grow. I want to see how to add values to people of the world. To see how to add values. That's why I created Express Impact. Instagram, blog, social medias, everything. Why is it Express Impact? Because I want to add values to every living being that comes around my way. I may not know you, but if you take to heart every details I'm telling you today, if you take to heart every details I'm going to share with you, secrets that is going to explore you to your world, trust me, you will have a 1,000 thank you when the time comes. But for now, I don't need it. I'm just sharing the little I can to contribute to the world. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Still on Saturday. Every Saturday, I'll be bringing you fresh podcast talk. And some of you, I'm going to invite you. Find a way you can meet me at any platform. You can meet me on my website, expressimpact.com. It's a website I've created for passionate writers, contributors, entrepreneurs. Meet me up on those things. And I'm coming up very soon with my YouTube, which is going to be once in a month. I want to know you. I want to read every stories of you and see how to impact your world. And I'm not a motivational speaker. Don't take me as one, because I don't look at myself as one. But this is one thing I've always desired since I was 11. How can I affect this world? How can I share my visions? And I may not be saying what is going to happen in the future now, but if I know you, there's a better way I can help you out. I've built businesses for people. I've given people ideas on how to build their businesses. I'm not saying I'm this one bad guru, but to be fair, this is the little I can help, because the world needs you. Do not expect things from the world. Expect to give to the world. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I'll see you next week, same time, 9 o'clock. Ensure you subscribe to my podcast channel and also to my social medias. I'll see you, and thank you very much. I still remain Edda Sagley, the CEO of First Person Park. Thank you. Bye. Cheers. Hi. Good day. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. This is Edas from Express Impact. I'm here again live on the Express Impact on the Saturday. Today's day. What's today's date again? On the 15th of September 2018. I'm very happy seeing you here again. And it is my pleasure talking to you. I'm still on the same topic, consistency, from last week. And today, we're going to talk on training your mind to be consistent. Now, what is training? The training for consistency is necessary if you will be financially prosperous and successful. Being consistent is the quality of achieving a level of performance which does not vary greatly in quality over time. It is the ability to maintain its particular standard or repeat particular tasks with minimal variations. It is also the ability to conform to the same plan or course of action over time. Who is a consistent person? A consistent person is stable irrespective of the prevailing challenges they have, shock absorbance in them. By this, I mean they have the ability to absorb challenges without allowing each change their direction or resolve. If you will enjoy financial prosperity, for instance, you must train your mind to be consistent, regardless of the challenges that will arise in the pursuit of your vision. Another thing, consistency will help you to develop routine and gain momentum to achieve your goals over time. Why do many people fail when it comes to consistency? Yeah, one of the reasons many people fail when it comes to consistency is because, let's for instance, let's say, okay, consistency, what is the opposite of consistency? It's inconsistency. So why do people have inconsistency and fail? And there are many reasons why people fail on inconsistency. Okay, and one of the reasons is instability. Instability is the heart of also has the capacity to stop a man from achieving their purpose when it comes to consistency. We see this around ourselves, maybe in our job, in our personal life and development. We all see this. So what do we do when it comes to inconsistency? How do we become consistent? And here are the importance of consistency if you must be successful in life. I'm going to share with you some importance of consistency. Consistency gives you the ability to measure your progress. It helps determine whether your plan of action is working so that you make changes where necessary. Consistency helps you to create accountability. The means you say what you mean what you say, and do what you say you are going to do. Consistency establishes your reputation. We all have reputation, but it is consistency that establishes our reputation. When you are consistent at doing what is required of you, you gain a good reputation and you invariably gain the trust of others. Wow. This is one of the reasons people don't get trust. We are all looking for if this guy can trust me, if this Mr. A can trust me, Mr. B can trust me. But another thing is, it is consistency that helps people to trust you, to see your value and your importance in their lives. Maybe, for instance, your spouse. It happens in different reasons. In relationship, in business, if your customers want to trust you, you have to be consistent. If your spouse want to trust you, your partner want to trust you, you have to be consistent. Another importance of consistency, it's helps you maintain your message or brand. Maybe you've got a brand. It helps you to maintain your brand message. In the world today, branding is everything, as it determines the kind and level of patronage you will receive from others. Consistency help you reach your goal as you are able to take the small step that add up to meet them every time. Consistency is you taking deliberately smaller step that will help you to succeed over time and meet your desired goal. Okay? Another reason, another importance of consistency. Consistency help you reach your goal as you are able to take the small step that had, okay, I've said that before. Consistency makes you efficient at what you do because you do repeatedly, you become better at. This I've experienced over in my life for a very long time. The more you are consistent, the more you become better, the more you are able to achieve, and you set a pattern that succeeds for you. Another importance of consistency. Consistency will give you recognition. You want to be recognized? You have to be consistent with what you do. When you are consistent at what you do, you become known for that thing. This often leads people to when they need such services. Yeah, we're going to talk on another few stops on consistency. The elements of consistency. What are the elements of consistency? Element, what do we mean? The things that builds up consistency to be of a perfect effect in your life. Now, one of the consistency, the elements of consistency is persistence. The first element or characteristics of consistency is persistence. To be persistent is to be incessant and unrelenting, to continue tenaciously and obstinately despite problems or difficulties. It is so to be determined, dogged, stubborn, and tirelessly until a task or goal is achieved. Wow. Let me explain more on that. You see, when you are consistent, you become rugged. Sorry for using that word. I don't know. That's what I feel. You become rugged and dogged. When you are dogged, you want to achieve this thing. No matter what effect, you will find a way to achieve it. I've experienced that a lot in my life. It makes you stubborn and tirelessly, fearless towards the task until it's being achieved. Therefore, anyone who claims to be consistent or persistent, he or she must work doggedly until he or she gets the desired result, no matter how slow the process may seem. Even if he or she has to repeat the process over and over again. Another element of consistency is commitment. The second element of consistency is commitment. Commitment is loyalty, devotion, and dedication to a cause, person, or relationship. A consistent person is one that is dedicated or committed to whatever it is assigned to him. To be consistent, you must be dedicated to making your business, your brand, or whatever you choose, your choosing endeavor, work. This dedication reflects in how much time and resources you are willing to invest into your work, so you cannot say you are committed or dedicated to a cause without the willingness to give what is required to make it work. Commitment, therefore, is giving that is required to make things work. Another element of consistency, the third element, is discipline. A consistent person is disciplined. A disciplined person is one who cannot make him or herself do something regularly. Who can make him or herself do something regularly. Act or work in a controlled and systematic way without being coerced or forced. He or she is one who has self-control, self-restraint. Therefore, to be consistent, you must be a disciplined person. One who is able to restrain self to do what he or she is supposed to do when he or she is supposed to do it. Another element of consistency is patience. Another element, and this is also another characteristic. Sorry for that.
And this patient is known to be enjoying waiting, delay, or provocative without being annoyed or upset. It is to preserve calmly when faced with a difficult situation. Also, a consistent person is one that has staying power and stamina, one who can wait even when output is far below forecast or expectation. Many persons have lost their ideas and opportunities to others because of impatience. Impatience is an element that can lead you to something you want to be in life. Another element, I'm going to stop in this fifth point of the elements of consistency, is dependability. You have to be a person of this dependability. A person of consistency is dependable. To be dependable is to be reliable, trustworthy, constant, and sure. This means that dependable man or woman is capable of being depended on and is one whose words can be trusted. A dependable man is also one who is able to provide what is needed by others, irrespective of time, distance, cost, or other variables. Dependability is doing everything in your power to ensure you do what you said you will do. You must therefore train yourself to be someone that others can depend on to deliver goods and services within specified or agreed timelines without fear of disappointment. Once again, thank you for being on this podcast. And for those who are just joining, my name is Sida Sagbe. I am the CEO of Express Impact. I'll be committed to do this every Saturday, irrespective of my present situation. And trust me, I'm committed to this. And trust me, I want to do this. For your information, I'm just coming from somewhere. I had a task over the night, but I had to do this because of my commitment before I go to sleep. This is how passionate I am to you. But I want you to follow every step I give you. It's not about me trying to share ideas with you, but about you actually making your life to be impactful. That's why I'm a personified Express Impact. My passion is to impact others. My passion is to share visions, share ideas that could touch the world. You understand what I'm saying? So I want you to be committed to you every Saturday in this podcast. And trust me, we're going to share deep things that will take you to your next level. Thank you for being on Express Impact. I remain Eda Sagbe. Till I meet you next week again. Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.